Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're pulling the blueprint for SAP Commerce Cloud, you know, the big e-commerce platform that used to be called Hybris.
Right. And if you've heard, it's incredibly complicated to get up and running. Well,
yeah, our mission today is to kind of cut through some of that complexity. We want to give you the core knowledge, the essential steps for implementation.
We're aiming to skip the marketing fluff and get straight into, you know, the strategic side. What's really key here is understanding the sheer capability you get.
Capability and reliability, I'd say.
Exactly. Our sources highlight how it improves operations, boosts the customer experience, but maybe most importantly, it stays reliable under huge pressure.
That reliability is everything, isn't it? Think about Black Friday levels of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
If your site goes down then, it's not just lost sales. It's a major hit to your brand's reputation. We're talking potentially millions of users at once.
And it handles that using some pretty powerful features. Omnichannel support is a big one.
Explain that a bit.
So the customer journey feels connected. Maybe you start looking at, I don't know, a sofa online, put it in your cart.
Right.
Then you go into the physical store later. A salesperson there can instantly see your online cart and help you complete the purchase. No starting over.
Ah, okay. Breaking down those silos between online and offline makes sense.
And then there's personalization.
So like smarter recommendations.
Basically, yeah. If you buy, say, running shoes, the system talks to your marketing tools. Suddenly you're seeing ads or emails for running socks or maybe fitness trackers. It's relevant.
And this scales up massively too.
Effortlessly. That's the promise. Growing from maybe 100 products to like 100 million across different countries. It's built for that global scale.
Okay, but getting there, that's the implementation journey we need to map out.
Right, and it's definitely a journey. The sources break it down into roughly four key phases. Phase one is all about preparation.
Laying the groundwork.
Exactly. You need crystal clear business requirements. What are you actually trying to achieve? Set specific KPIs, key performance indicators.
Like, we need to launch in two new countries, or we need to add Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Precisely. And defining the project scope, what features are in, what integrations are needed, realistic deadlines. Get that solid first.
Okay, phase one, prep. Then what?
Phase two, development and configuration. This is where the technical build starts. You're setting up the secure environments, servers, databases.
And version control, right? Like a safety net for the code.
Absolutely critical. You need that ability to track changes and roll back if needed.
Yeah.
Then you start tailoring the platform itself.
Customizing the look and feel for users.
Yep. Configuring the user interfaces, integrating all the payment methods securely, of course.
Yeah.
Credit cards, PayPal, digital wallets.
And automating processes behind the scenes, like inventory.
Yeah, things like real-time inventory updates that feed directly into phase three, customization and testing.
This sounds like the biggest part.
It often is. This is where you add your unique business logic, maybe custom loyalty programs or subscription models.
And connecting to other systems, like your CRM.
Exactly. Connecting to your customer relationship management system, your marketing automation tools, making sure everything talks to each other properly.
And the testing part must be huge here.
Crucial. Absolutely crucial. You have to rigorously test everything. Does the custom code work? Does it break under load? What happens when all those integrated systems are hitting it at once?
You need to find the breaking points before customers do.
Definitely. And getting actual end-user feedback during this phase is vital, too, before you even think about going live.
Which brings us to phase four, launch and optimization, the final stretch.
Sort of the final initial stretch. This is the go-live itself. You're migrating data, customer histories, product catalogs.
And you have choices here, right? Like how you actually switch over.
Yeah, the big bang approach, flip the switch, everything changes at once. Faster, but riskier. Or a phased rollout. Maybe go live region by region or feature by feature. Slower, generally safer.
And once it's live, you're not done.
Not at all. Then comes ongoing optimization. Monitoring system health, uptime, performance, applying patches, updates, continuous improvement.
Okay, so that's the roadmap, but you mentioned it's complex. Let's talk about the hurdles. Why do companies struggle with this?
Well, a major one cited is just the inherent technical complexity. Understanding the platform's modular architecture, how the different pieces fit together and can be swapped out, isn't trivial.
So knowing how to customize it without breaking something else.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And really importantly, aligning the tech implementation with the actual business goals.
Yeah.
Is this new feature genuinely driving value? That connection can get lost.
And there's organizational change too, isn't there? It impacts how people work.
Hugely. It requires significant operational shifts, sometimes even cultural adjustments within the company. Change management is a big piece of the puzzle.
Which often boils down to expertise, or lack thereof.
That's a massive factor. The sources really emphasize this. It requires specialized knowledge. If you don't have that expertise in-house,
you're looking at significant spending on training or hiring,
right?
Which takes time and money.
Exactly. It can really slow down the whole process and inflate the costs.
So summarizing that trade-off, you get incredible potential benefits, scale, personalization, efficiency.
Huge potential, yes.
But it comes at a high cost in terms of time, money, and needing very specific, deep expertise.
That's the core challenge. And the solution often pointed to in the material.
Partnering up.
Partnering with a skilled implementation team. Someone who brings that missing expertise to the table immediately. The sources suggest looking for track records like...
things like 10 plus years of specific experience, dozens of successful launches, global support.
Yeah, those kinds of credentials signal they can likely navigate the complexities and mitigate the risks, especially that expertise gap.
It really brings up a key strategic question for any growing business, doesn't it? When facing these complex, specialized systems, how do you balance building up your own internal team and knowledge versus relying on external experts for critical things like deployment and ongoing support?
That's the tension. Yeah. Where do you invest? Yeah. Build versus buy, in a sense.
Something definitely worth thinking about. Okay, that's our deep dive for today. Until next time, keep digging deeper.